This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives strategies for building more happiness into our daily lives in this new year of 2021. Yay, it is 2021. This week, we'll reveal our 21 for 21 list. We'll discuss a hack for staying in touch with people long distance. And Elizabeth gives a gold star to a great documentary. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and no surprise to everyone, I am still in my home office. And joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft, who does have some surprising, exciting news.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, yes, I have news, actual news from here in LA, which is that my writing partner, Sarah, and I are doing a reboot of the iconic show Fantasy Island.
Yay, that is so great. I mean, I remember Fantasy Island. It is an iconic show. And what is your role on Fantasy Island?
We are show running it. We are developing the reboot, which, I mean, I'm not going to say creating because it was created by Gene Levitt back in the 70s. But we are redeveloping it for now for Fox. So stay tuned. Sarah and I will be talking about it in depth, the whole process, people involved, on our show, Happier in Hollywood. So if you're interested in hearing about a TV show from the ground up, listen to Happier in Hollywood. Otherwise, of course, I'll be letting everyone know when it premieres, which will hopefully be late summer.
Oh, that is so exciting. So that is something that is going to dominate your 2021.
Yes.
But for our Try This at Home tip this week, we did write our 21 for 21 lists. And we have talked about this idea many times, and it's the idea that when you head into a new year, you make a list of 21 things that you'd like to get done. It can be things that are hanging over your head, fun things you've been meaning to make time for, things that are habits, things that are just one-time tasks to tackle. In episode 304, we reviewed how we did with our 20 for 20 lists. In episode 149, we talked about 18 for 2018. And in episode 203, we discussed 19 for 2019. And in 255, we talked about 20 for 20 if you are looking to get ideas.
And there are so many twists on this, Gretch. Some people do 30 before 30 or 50 by 50. Yeah. Or they might make all 21 items relate to their one-word theme or have subcategories within the 21.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, you did a 9 for 2019, I remember in 2019, because it was you wanted to make it more manageable. So you can twist this any way you want. And research does show that having a concrete, specific list and referring back to it really does help you achieve your aims. And the fact is, just for so many people, this feels like more fun than the traditional New Year's resolution, which a lot of people do not feel warmly toward, I would say. Like Elizabeth, you don't like the idea of New Year's resolutions.
No, I don't. They feel like a burden, whereas the list feels like fun. It's like kind of reframing the whole notion of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Now, obviously, one thing that we had to deal with in 2020, but we didn't know we were going to have to deal with it, but we know is going to be an issue heading into 2021, is the COVID situation. And can we travel? And can we see other people? And Elizabeth, every year you and I always both have several items related to entertaining, seeing friends, having reunions, doing a live show, which we didn't do this year. And it's hard to know how to include that as we think forward to 2021. We're hopeful.
Yeah, I just acted as though the vaccine would get distributed and I would be vaccinated and things were going to open up. And I'm just being optimistic with my 21 list.
Well, we do a 6-month review, so maybe at 6 months we can kind of refresh the list if we need to. So, yeah.
Okay, Gretch, shall we start? I want to hear your list.
Yes. Okay. So 21 for 21. My first one is to make a list of friends and colleagues I want to connect with by phone or Zoom.
Okay.
Because now I realize I don't have to wait to see people in person to like, let's have coffee. I can just call them or Zoom with them, even people I don't know well. And then my second item, but very related, is that I then want to make plans twice a week to connect with somebody on that list.
Mm.
I've spoken before how I really, really dislike these newfangled light bulbs. Their light really makes me crazy. And listeners sent in all these suggestions about light bulbs that were not the hideous orange-green. But I really need to like systematically go through and figure that out because I've bought a few that I thought would work and they didn't work. So I think I've got to just make a list and go through it and figure out what doesn't set my eyeballs off.
My advice on that is when you find it, buy a bunch of those.
Yes.
Even though you're an underbuyer, stock up.
Believe me, I completely agree because this is because now there's so many factors. There's really like 8 factors.
Yeah.
Kelvins and... And then what does it mean to be a warm light? Like, I'm like, I don't know what you mean by that. Anyway. So, okay, these are two that are related that have to do with getting together with other people. So they will have to wait. One is to have a scent party where I get together with a bunch of friends and we talk about our favorite perfumes and smells, which I accidentally did that one time. And it was so much fun. I want to do it on purpose now. And then I also want to have a taste party because when I went to Flavor University as part of my research for my book about the 5 senses, we like did these taste tests where it's like skim milk, 2% milk, whole milk, cream. And it was so fascinating. Or like try a cinnamon red hot. And it was so fun and so playful. I thought it would make a great party. Mm. So I'm going to do that. Also, that kind of counts as research for my 5 senses book. I want to try cryotherapy. Just because I'm curious, although I'm also scared because I'm cold all the time. So why would I do that?
I did not expect to see that on your list. For anyone who doesn't know, cryotherapy is when you like basically get naked and step into this insanely cold chamber with your head sticking out and with like booties on so your extremities don't get frostbitten. I can't imagine you liking that. And it's supposed to be good for inflammation. I think that's why people do it.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who also wants to do it and she's also really scared. So we're like, okay, we're just going to like go do it. It only lasts 3 minutes. So I will report back.
Okay, yeah, I'm dying to hear.
I want to make an album of now. That is something that has been repeated a couple of years, but I want to do that. So this is the year I'm going to commit to album of now. I want to get my real ID. Though, do we have to have them? They were due in October. Then we all got a nationwide extension. What's going on with Real ID? I don't even know. I got to just investigate.
That's on my list, too. You will see.
Anything where you have to stand in line to show your paperwork fills me with dread. I want to practice my driving. I'm a fearful driver. I wrote about that in Happier at Home. I know how to drive perfectly well. I just really don't like to drive, and I want to just keep myself driving. I want to have my Summer of Wolf. Last year, I was going to have my Summer of Wolf. Then I made it my Summer of Black Authors. But now I'm going to have my Summer of Wolf, Virginia Woolf. Here's a fun one. Somebody told me about this person you can hire who comes. And again, this is like when COVID permits. And looks at the clothes that you have and helps you put them together in better outfits. Because I'm a very much like, I have no imagination about how to put things together. And she said this way, it like dramatically increases the mileage you get out of your clothes and how good your outfits look. without buying anything new. And I look at my closet, I'm like, I've never seen any of these items before. I have no idea how to put them together.
You have to take photos.
Which I 100% will do. So I'm excited to do that because I love the idea of getting better use out of things I already have.
What's number 12?
30 minutes of review each day. This is when I'm not exactly reading a book, but a lot of times I need to just like look at a book and think about it. And it's sort of intellectually demanding, and often I end up postponing it. It's just like I kind of need to think about a book. So I want to do that every day. Oh, this is little and fun. I want to add photos to my address book in my phone so that when I call someone's number, their picture pops up.
That is a fun idea.
I think that'll be fun. Mad Men again. Alyssa, do you need to give me like some accountability and some cheering here?
Yes.
Maybe we'll do a bonus episode where we talk about it. Maybe that like I should do... It's so much time, but like you said, take it season to season.
Yeah, start with season one and you may just love it and want to keep
watching. I'm sure I will. That's the thing that's bonkers. I know I'll love it. So I don't know. Well, I just can't get started. I want to pull out our photo albums and home videos with my family because I keep all these photo albums and it's like a big thing that I do, but we rarely actually go back and look at them. So I think that would be fun. I have a giant document called Happiness where I just throw in anything related to happiness that I think I might want to find some other time. And I had to look for something in there and I'm like, wow, this thing is full of great quotations, great research. I want to go back in there and mine it for things that I forgot that I had that caught my interest.
Okay.
I want to play around with well-being apps. There's so many well-being apps right now. Like, I know I love Calm. But there's all sorts of ones that focus on specific little things. And I don't know, I'm just curious as how they're set up. We have a chair that really, really needs to be recovered. So I want to get that recovered. But because you know how, Elizabeth, we always say start with one thing that you can get done right away.
Yes.
I'm arranging to have that chair get picked up to be recovered tomorrow.
Oh, great. So you'll already be able to cross that off your list.
Yes. I have everything in my scent folders and my trash folders and my email, and I actually use them all the time, but it's like everything back to prehistoric age, and it's apparently really slowing down my email. So I think I can archive it so I could still look at it, but it wouldn't slow me down as much, but I don't understand that, and I just need to figure that out, but I think I should do that.
Ugh. You know how many emails I have in my inbox. It's probably like 40,000.
Wow. But I mean, it's in your inbox. It's in my trash. Like I keep my trash completely full. Right, so right. I don't even really understand it. 20, I want to shine a spotlight on work that I admire. So I want to amplify other voices. I want to really make sure that I illuminate things and help people to find things that I think is great. And then number 21 is add one new item. So I'm leaving myself a little wiggle room there.
Ah.
Yeah, several people told us that they did that. I thought that was such a clever idea. So I'm copying them and just giving myself the item to add a new item.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Gretch. Well, knowing you as I do, I suspect that you'll accomplish the vast majorities of these items on your list because you're an upholder and upholders do like to check items off lists.
I hope so because some of these are things that I don't really want, like I'm going to have to really force myself to do. So we shall see.
All right. Well, coming up, I will reveal my 21 for 21 list. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Elizabeth, it's 21 for 21. What are your 21 items?
Okay, number one, Gretchen, get the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes, I'll be right there with you. Yes.
Number two, this also showed up on your list, get my real ID. That is like this thing hanging out there that just fills me with dread.
Yes, we'll hold each other's hands through that maybe.
I want to celebrate my friend Mike, who died when he was only, I believe, 34. I want to celebrate his 50th birthday, which is in October, with our friends. So I'm hoping to get everyone together in New York to celebrate Mike's birthday. I've already talked to one friend about it, so I'm hoping that everyone will be on board with that. I'm sure they will, assuming it's safe. Number four is get Fraxel again. Remember, that was on one of my lists, I think my 20 for 20 list. And that's when the sort of laser peel of my face.
No, I think it was on your 19 for 19 list.
Oh, was it?
Or your 9 for 19 list, wasn't it?
I don't remember. But I do know that I got it done and I want to get it done again.
Good.
Number five, I have two pitches I want to sell with Sarah. In addition to doing Fantasy Island, a couple of pitches that we're trying to sell. Number six, I want to eat lots of vegetables, okay? Really want to up my vegetable intake. Now, because I know you think we need to have strategies for accomplishing things like this, Gretch, my strategy is to not Postmates myself dinner during the week. Because what I have realized is even if I try to order in something healthy, it really is so much better to just make something at home. Uh-huh. So not post-mating will equal much more vegetable intake.
That's smart because not using Postmates is so clear and simple.
Yes.
That's very easy to manage what you monitor. Whereas something like eat lots of vegetables is harder because it's more vague. So yes. I think that's a very smart use of specificity.
One will lead to the other.
Yes.
Okay, then I want to do another sober month or dry month. This is so popular. So this year I'm doing dry January. So I'm already into it.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to cross that off the list. That'll feel good.
I have a couple friends doing dry January.
I want to get through my book pile. Okay, this is related to Read 21 and 21. We should remind everyone, Gretch, if they don't know, that we are committing to reading 21 minutes a day, every day of 2021.
Yes.
So what I have done is gathered all the books that I have, that I want to read, that I have not read, and I've made a big pile, which I will send you a picture of.
Oh, yeah, I'll post it.
And I want to read all these books. And what I'm trying to do is not allow myself to buy any more books until I get through these books.
Yeah.
You know, little things here and there will slip in. But so that's it. I'm plowing through my book pile.
Well, that's a good idea because sometimes you'll say like, oh, I know I have it, but it's like lost someplace in my house. And so this way they're all together. So that's good. Oh, send a picture. What's number nine?
Get a will. I think this has been on my list every single year, Gretchen. Yes. And thank you to all the listeners who have sent in suggestions and websites and offered to help.
Yes.
I know we have to do this.
Everyone is cheering you on, Elizabeth. Everybody wants to see this. We're all getting very concerned.
I know. When I get a will, I'll give myself a big gold star so everyone will know when it happens.
Okay. I've asked you if I can be a happiness bully about this, and you've sort of said no, so I'm holding back.
I just know I need to do it. It's like you don't even need to be a happiness bully. I just need to do it. Number 10, educate myself about investing in property.
Interesting. I
am interested in the notion of trying to invest in property, like have a house that people rent out or apartment or whatever. I know a lot of people who do this, and it just intrigues me. So I want to educate myself. So I'm very interested in this. So if anyone has resources they want to suggest, something I should read to learn about this, do let me know, please.
Good.
And then this is a post-vaccine item, Gretchen. I want to have a Happier in Hollywood meetup. So again, this is me being optimistic that we'll be able to do things like gather 100 people in one location.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed for number 11 there.
Maybe that'll be in like November of 21. Okay, Gretch, this one I'm very excited about. Walk to Malibu from Encino.
Oh.
I have a friend who, she rides bikes on these fire roads that we have in LA. And she said that it's possible to walk those fire roads from Encino to Malibu. And we just thought it'd be fun to get a group of women together and walk to Malibu. And then, of course, like have dinner or something.
How far is it?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the route. I mean, yeah, I'm hoping it wouldn't be more than, you know, 10 miles, but I'm not sure.
When I was right out of college, I was living on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. My college roommate was from Bethesda, Maryland. And so we walked from my where I was living on Capitol Hill to Bethesda. And it was amazing. I've never forgotten it. It's like you see how quickly like neighborhoods change, and it feels like this impossible distance.
And how far was it?
I don't even remember. I should, because again, it's like how direct is the way.
I
think for us, because it was Washington, D.C., I think it was pretty direct. But you definitely feel like you're moving through this varied landscape. You're in a city.
Yeah. So we would be like up in the mountains more, but it'd be beautiful. So anyway, obviously if I do that, I will be reporting back about it.
Yeah.
Hoping to do that. Number 13, speaking of walking, I want to continue my walk 20 and 20. It was so great to walk 20 minutes every day last year. So I want to keep doing that.
And remember, if you want the don't break the chain sheet of the days you check off, there is a walk 20 and 21 sheet ready. If you go to gretchen.com/resources, if you want to keep that. And there's also a read 21 and 21. If you like to give yourself like a check mark every day you do it and a gold star every month, you can just download those.
Okay. Number 14, I want to weigh myself daily. Now I used to do this religiously, but during COVID I dropped out of it, then I was back, then I dropped out again. So starting in January 1, I have been weighing myself and recording it, which is important, every day. So I'm so far so good on that. I want to keep that up for the whole year. And I know a lot of people don't like to weigh themselves, and I get that, but for me, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
And then number 15... Sorry if this is a little TMI, but I want to use my water pick at least 3 times a week. I have been told by my dentist that my gums will greatly improve if I use a water pick. So I've got one. I've started using it, and I want to use it at least 3 times a week.
Okay.
16, do a fiction podcast.
Ooh.
Obviously, Sarah and I have been talking about this forever. I mean, we keep getting derailed. And I admit this one is a stretch, Gretch, because we have a lot on our plate.
You do? I mean, you've got Fantasy Island, and then you want to sell 2 pitches.
Yes.
And be walking to Malibu.
Yes, I know. But I want to keep this on the list because I want to keep it at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah. Yes.
So there it is.
Well, it's also, if you keep it on the list, you haven't, like, let it go.
Right.
I think sometimes it's like with creative projects, you need to keep your finger on them, even if you can't devote that much attention to them at the moment.
Yeah. Exactly. And then number 17, I want to trust my gut. This is one of those amorphous items. Mm. But I think sometimes I doubt myself. I doubt my decision-making. Often this relates to work things. So I just want to learn to trust my gut, which is kind of like trusting all of the knowledge that I really have learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The gut often is really just listening to what you know from your experience. So I want to do that instead of doubting myself.
Or not ignoring your doubts or your hesitation or being like, oh, this will probably work out fine.
Yes. A lot of times I'll sense a red flag, but I will just ignore it rather than asking a question, you know? And I want to not do that. I want to trust my gut. Oh, and then this is a fun one. Number 18, go to Disneyland. You know, we usually take Jack to Disneyland for his birthday. Of course, we were planning to do that last year in the spring after his birthday. And then, of course, it never happened. So I want to go to Disneyland. Again, this is in a few months.
Yeah. At some point.
At some point.
Yeah.
Another trip, Gretch. I want to go to Miraval, which is a spa, for my friend Corrine's birthday. This is something she and Sarah and I have talked about and dreamt about for about 2 years. And I really want to follow through on that. Again, when I can.
Yeah, when you can.
I want to take Jack boogie boarding at least 5 times. He discovered he liked boogie boarding, and we meant to go like the next weekend. And of course, we haven't been back since. Okay, Gretch. And finally, 21, we have talked about racial justice, and Sarah and I have talked about it. And I want to make sure as we head into Fantasy Island that I am putting my actions behind my intent to provide opportunity for everyone. So I will be doing that in 21.
So we both have our 21. They are small and they are big. They are concrete. They are transcendent. They are something we can do right away. And then there's some things we're going to have to wait for the world to change before we can even attempt them. We're really mixing it up, but that's good. That's part of the fun of 21.
Yes.
And, you know, some things carry over, and if and some things I've kept doing, but I haven't kept adding. Like 1 year, I think 3 years ago, we said we were going to pick an organization to donate to as a family. And we keep doing that every year, but now I don't even put it on the 21 for 21 list.
Right.
Yeah.
And Gretchen, we love hearing from listeners about their 21 for 21 lists. And Marianne said this, which we thought was interesting. She said she's embracing 21 as an organizing principle. So here are some of her entries. Choose a new organization for a recurring $21 a month donation. Donate 21 things for my kitchen. Make a list of 21 places to visit before my kid graduates high school. Listen to 21 new-to-me albums. Read 21 books by BIPOC authors. Complete a 21-day streak of no takeout, including coffee, slated for Frugal February. I love Frugal February. Complete a 21-day meditation streak of at least 21 minutes each day. Lights out for bed by 21-21, at least 21 days each month.
And I had to figure out that that's 9:21 p.m.
Run at least 2.1 miles on the 21st day of each month. Read for pleasure 21 or more minutes each day.
Excellent. So, read 21.
Yes. 21. Limit social media phone scrolling to 21 minutes a day and increase monthly savings by 21%.
Wow.
That is so fun.
That's a great mix and a great playful way of using 21 as just an arbitrary but whimsical organizing principle. So let us know if you do try this at home and how making a 21 for 21 list works for you. And do let us know what you're putting on your list. We love seeing what people are coming up with. And I think a lot of people, we can all share ideas from each other. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com or go to happiercast.com/307 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got a happiness hack about how to stay connected to family. But first, this break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretch, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
You know, Liz, it's important to me to be a treasure house of happy memories, but sometimes it's hard to frame something that you want to keep. Like, I have had pieces of children's art that I really wanted to frame, but it's kind of unconventionally sized and it's hard to do. But FrameBridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. FrameBridge custom frames your pieces in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
Gretchen, I realized I didn't have a recent framed photo of you and me and mom and dad, and I really wanted one. So when we were in Kansas City and took a great picture, I uploaded it, sent it to FrameBridge, and now I have a beautiful framed photo of us. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
And now for a happiness hack.
This comes from Leandra. She says, I live far away from my family, and even my brother, who lives in the same city, isn't seeing my parents very much due to the pandemic. My dad bought us all the same cookbook. We all enjoy cooking. Since we all got this cookbook, we've been sharing a lot of photos and descriptions of the different things we've made and are able to say, these are the cookies on page 78. It has been a fun way to stay connected.
I think this is a really fun idea. I mean, you and I, Elizabeth, don't cook that much, but certainly a lot of people love to cook. And this is like a great way to share an experience from far away.
Yeah, it's sort of like you and mom and me sending pictures to each other of our Christmas decorations.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. It makes you feel connected in that way. And you're sort of going through the same experience, yes, even though you're not in the same room. So thank you.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars. And you are up this week with a happiness demerit.
Okay, remember back in episode 303, we talked about exorcise 2020 and how it would be really fun to have a way to exorcise 2020. It'd be whimsical. It would mark a change. I was really excited because I got these sparklers. I went to great lengths to find sparklers. And then I absolutely 100% forgot about the sparklers until like days later.
Oh, so you did not exorcise 2020.
No, not anywhere near December 31st or January 1st. So that was just one of these things like, oops, I should have put it on my calendar.
Yep.
If I need something to get done, I need to put it on my calendar.
Well, Gretch, I'm happy to report we did do our ritual of exorcising 2020. Yes, which was we wrote down things we wanted to get rid of from 2020 on little scraps of paper, and we put them on to like marshmallow skewers, and then we burned them in the fire pit. So,
and what were some examples of what people wrote down?
Well, funny enough, Jack and Adam and I all had some form of anxiety written down. So I guess we're an anxious family. We just did our top three because otherwise we could have gone on and on about 2020. But it felt good.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, you did it. Next year, I'll do it again because I got a lot of sparklers. Elizabeth, what is the gold star?
Okay, Gretch, I want to give a gold star to the Bee Gees documentary that is on HBO Max.
Ooh.
It is called How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And it just follows the career of the Bee Gees. It is fascinating. The music is so great. We all love the Bee Gees. It's a great story about brothers and just the music business. I just loved it so much. Loved hearing about the music behind Saturday Night Fever. So I just think if you're looking for something to watch and you want to feel good and upbeat, this is the perfect thing to watch.
Okay. I saw that and I've been meaning to watch it. And I know Jamie was intrigued by it. So we will watch it. Now, the resources for this week, if you are looking for some mood-boosting music, as well as television shows to watch, remember, we made a Happier 911 list on Spotify and with all kinds of listener suggestions of great happy music. So if you search Spotify playlist for Happier 911, you can find those, and they're all suggested by us or by podcast listeners, mostly podcast listeners. And if you are continuing the Walk 20 Challenge in the new year, I just want to repeat that you can find that checkoff sheet at gretchenrubin.com/resources. Remember, Reaching the end of 2020 is a milestone, not a finish line. If you had a great experience walking 20 minutes a day in 2020, you want to keep it up in 2021.
Don't stop walking.
And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Write your 21 for 21 list. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please do be sure to tell a friend. Let us know that you did. I will send you a gold star because we do so appreciate it. And we so appreciate it if you rate, subscribe, or review us in your favorite podcasting app.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretchen, a warm light is more like a typical incandescent light that you're used to, the yellow.
But see, I think that that's what I got, and it's that terrible orange green that I don't like. And so I'm wondering if I have to sacrifice warmness for clearness in order to get away from that orange green. But you're right. I need to sit down and get like a sampler and really see. Maybe my Kelvins are too high. Maybe that's my problem.
That's a good idea to try a few first.
Yeah.
And then stock up, Gretch. Don't be an underbuyer.
Believe me. No, yeah. From the Onward Project.